The Beccles Lido was set up in 2009 to acquire an old and neglected heated open-air swimming pool and to create a Lido. The charity has been remarkably successful and it has gone on to expand its portfolio. I met the general manager to find out how they had been so successful. I'm here today talking to Matt Day, who is the general manager at the Lido in Beccles. Thank you very much for talking to us. It's very quiet outside at the moment. Usually I hear voices and screams and things going on in the background. It's I suppose, a nice bit of calm here. I'd like to ask you really about the background first. Can you just tell me something about the background of the Lido, because it's quite old, isn't it?
Yes, we can trace our roots back to the very sort of the late 1800s, early 1900s, where there's been swimming in the river in Beccles in this spot since then. Mm-hmm. And over the years it's developed, and it became sort of in the 20s and 1920s it was a roped off, cordoned off section of the river that was for swimming. It was then turned into a cutting out of the river, which was available for swimming. And then in the 1940s, it was built into a swimming pool. And then the pool, as we know it now, was actually built in the 1970s to produce the facility that we have now. So all of the original features were all built in the 1970s.
I never realised that.
It was run by the council, so Waveney District Council, as it was back then, up until 2008, where after quite a few years of underfunding, they had some plant room issues, they had some pumps that broke, and they decided that it wasn't worth repairing them and it wasn't worth reopening the pool again. So a group of friends that had been looking after the pool for a couple of years decided that they would form a company, and Beccles Lido Limited was born out of that. And they then spent the next 2 years working very hard on fundraising and working towards making the site cleaner and nicer and improving it. And then in 2010, they were able to fully purchase the Lido and reopened it in August that year. We're under the charitable company, and it's sort of it's gone up and up since then.
So that's fantastic, and I think it's really very rare that these sort of formats. Are you a charity?
Yes, we are. Yeah. So we're a company that's limited by guarantee, but we have charity status. So all of the money that we make. Well, technically we don't make any money, because any money that is profit gets spent on purchasing something new or investing in something new to make the place better, bigger and better.
Yeah, I think it's quite, renowned for its success. Was it the ordinary people supporting it? Is that what is with success?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of lots of factors, but I think the main one is the fact that Beccles as a community, they work here, they volunteer here, they swim here, and they want it to be a success. If it wasn't for that community backing, it wouldn't be the success story that it is today. It's the people that have volunteered over the years. It's those that have sat on our board and on our committee over the years that have had the vision to create what we've got here today. And of course it's the people that use it as well. If it wasn't for them coming down day after day and giving us their feedback and what they think we should be doing, how we can improve things, without them we wouldn't have developed to where we are now.
And who would be the employed people?
When Beccles Lido Limited first started, it was entirely run by volunteers. So absolutely everybody, from the directors downwards, were all volunteers. When we opened the pool for the public, we employed a team of lifeguards. And from there, it's sort of snowballed so that we now employ, in the summer season, we probably employ around 30 to 40 lifeguards, most of whom are young people from the area that would otherwise be potentially unemployed. We also employ a team of probably around 10 or 15 that will run the kiosk, the cafe and the kitchen. So again, lots of local young people. Typically, we normally have, during the height of the summer season, we will normally have a chef as well, possibly two. And then we've got a few of...
A chef?
Yes, yeah. So the chef will be in the kitchen, and they'll be doing all of our hot foods, and our sandwiches.
I didn't know you had hot
shops. Oh, there we go. Yes, and then we've got a few managers that are employed as well. So we've got myself, we've got our managing director. So there's a very big team now. Mm-hmm. So, but back in 2010 when we first opened, there was probably about 15, 20 members of staff. Whereas now in the middle of the summer, you're probably looking at about 50 members of staff here.
Yeah, and you have a summer season, don't you, really? How does it go? How does it work?
Well, previously, when we first started, it was 15 weeks that we were open for. So we'd open the bank holiday at the end of May, and we would close at some point during the first couple of weeks of September. That's sort of the peak season where we were absolutely at our busiest and most profitable, really. Outside of those periods, it tends to be chillier. So we'd always stayed shut for those. In the winter of 2019 into 2020, we had a massive refurbishment done here. So all of our pipework was renewed. Our pumps and our control systems were all renewed. And actually, with those, together with the new boilers that we had put in over the winter of 20 into 21, it's allowing us to stay open now all year round, much more commercially. So actually what our summer season now is from the Easter school holidays, which is normally sort of late March, early April, through until the October half term. So the end of October, eating into November. And then so from November then through until March time is in our winter season now. So actually we've gone from being 15 weeks of the year to being 52 weeks of the year.
Yeah, fantastic.
So it's quite an achievement.
And you've got people jumping in when it's really cold.
Yes.
What is it called?
It's got a few, but people call it a few different things. So we call it cold water swimming.
Okay.
Lots of people like it as wild swimming. But yeah, it's attracting quite a lot of people. Over lockdown, it gained quite a big following because all of the swimming pools were closed everywhere. So lots of people were going out in rivers, lakes, sea, and having a swim. And I think that sort of the bug has continued actually, and a lot of people are now wanting to do it in a safe environment rather than out in the river or in a lake. So I mean, today the water temperature is about 15 degrees. So it's about half what we normally have it at in the summer, and people are loving it. We had our busiest week last week actually with our cold water. So it's proven really popular.
I've sort of wondered about with cold water swimming if it's dangerous.
It can be dangerous. You're absolutely right, and it needs to be done in a safe manner.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to just run and jump into that swimming pool today, you'd probably last about a minute before you'd need to get out.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about acclimatizing your body. So we recommend that from when we turn the boilers off, people keep coming regularly, so they come at least once a week, so that they can, as the temperature slowly comes down, they're able to acclimatise to it. So each time they come, it'll be a couple of degrees colder. And the trick to it is to get in nice and gently. So it sounds odd, but you've got to get in quickly, but gently. So it's all about, so no running and jumping in. It's all about taking steps in, but quickly taking the steps in. So you're sort of slowly submerging your body. And then you don't get that sort of, oh, that's cold. you sort of slowly bring yourself into it. And then you'll find you can swim for as long as you like, really. We get some people that come in, they're here for 10 minutes and then they get out and they go. Some people will come in here and they'll be in for the whole 45 minutes. Mm-hmm. So it really varies.
Mm-hmm. And you pay as you go, don't you?
Yes, yeah. It's all pay as you go at the moment. All of our booking is done online through our booking system. Mm-hmm. We did, over the summer season, we had a membership scheme which we ran, which was a monthly fee, and then you were able to have one free swim every day. And we're looking to come up with a system that will be similar to that for next summer season as well. Okay. But during the winter, it's all just pay as you go. And obviously during the summer, you can pay as you go as well.
Mm. Yeah, that would be commercially beneficial, wouldn't it? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. You seem to have a very good audience here.
Yes, yeah. We find we've got a very loyal group here. Actually, we get the same... You probably get the same sort of 15, 20 faces that are all in at the 7 o'clock swim every morning during the week. Obviously, there's a lot more in there as well. Faces that you see once a week, twice a week, three times a week. Some of them you'll only see a couple of times a month, but it's always the same people that are very, very supportive of us.
What is interesting is you've made a real impact on the telly. and whose idea was this? It's very important to tell everybody about it.
Yes, it is. Yeah, from a point of view of business, obviously we need to get ourselves out there. We need to advertise to people that sort of like, here we are. Come and visit us. Come and we want to take your money so that we can help improve the place. But also from a point of view of promoting a healthy lifestyle. Particularly with our cold water swimming, actually, in the last few years, there's been quite a lot of studies that have shown how good for the body it is and how it can help prevent or slow down symptoms of quite a lot of medical conditions, actually. But then during the summer, equally, we have an awful lot of children that come down here and swim, and actually being able to get them into the habit of swimming and having a healthy lifestyle is great for everybody. So the more we can get our face and our name out there, the better for everyone, really. Yeah, we've got a fantastic relationship with the local news around here, and quite often if we've got a story that we need to tell, then they'll come down and they'll speak to us. It was very, very very good during the pandemic, actually. So whilst we were locked down for quite a long time, as were most places, we were quite fortunate in the fact that we are an outdoor environment here, so there's less chance of COVID spreading. We're also a swimming pool, so essentially everybody that comes here goes for a swim in a big bath that will kill off any COVID germs. So being able to talk to the media about that and actually get the voice heard, because we're quite a close-knit community, us Lidos. We've got lots of Facebook groups that those of us that run and own Lidos that all communicate with each other, and we're all saying exactly the same things. So being able to stick our heads up and say, sort of wave the flag for everybody, really, and say we needed to be open, and that we were being slowly killed by not being open, and the fact that the local media wanted to hear our story and to put our voice out there made it really very good, and it makes good TV for them as well.
So who is the media that's supporting?
So we've got a marketing manager that works for us, a chap called Ryan. He does a fantastic job. He talks to BBC Look East. He'll talk to ITV Anglia. We've also got a very good relationship with Archant, who do the EDP, the Beccles and Bungay Journal, and all of those sort of local newspapers. So it's nice that we're able to support each other.
Yeah, very much so, yes. Are there many Lido's in the country?
I couldn't give you a number, but I know from there's a very good book actually written by Emma Pusil called the Lido Guide, and it's got I think about 250 that are in there, but we're the only one in Suffolk, and the closest ones to here would be at Jesus Green in Cambridge or at Brightlingsea in Essex. So yes, there's not many around in this area at all.
Are you anything to do with the beer festival?
Yes, we are. Oh, so every year we hold the beer festival. So it's a big fundraiser for Becklesleader Limited. It's where a lot of our funds come from that we're able to spend on things like our big refurbishments. For example, this year, a lot of the money that's come from the beer festival will go into renovating our kiosk area and our changing rooms as well. So it's always very good fun. It's something completely different to what we normally do. Most of us, we've worked in swimming pools. We know how to run swimming pools, and that's all we do all day long. So being able to run a beer festival is something completely different, and it's a challenge. But we love doing it, and the community of Beccles again love supporting it and supporting us and coming down to the beer festival and having more than they probably should. But we all like to have some fun.
That's true. And just finally, can you tell me the Beccles Hall connection?
So after Becklesleader Limited had been running the Lido for a couple of years, the council started to sell off more of their assets that they either didn't want to put money into or weren't profitable anymore. And the public hall in Beccles was one of those that they were looking to remove from their assets. And the idea came that actually a community group could be set up exactly the same as that we had done down here, that could take on the public hall and operate it on the same basis that we do down here. And as time progressed, it sort of became well, hang on, actually, we could do it. So we took on some extra trustees and a few more employees, and actually, again, managed to buy the public hall from the council. And since then, again, being a charity, we were able to apply for a huge number of grants and obviously putting our own profits into it as well. And actually, we've managed to grow that now into a nice venue, which we've rebranded now as the Beccles Public Hall and Theatre. And we're looking to diversify the kind of stuff that is in there. And it was a very large refurb again done there, where the balcony and the whole foyer area and the bar was all refurbished probably about six or seven years ago now, I think that was done. And again, it's snowballing. It's becoming more popular. More people are talking about it. Again, it's in the media more, and it's starting to gain that momentum. We've actually, in the last couple of months, started running our own youth group there. So we put on a production of Matilda over the October half term, which was very well received, and all four of the performances completely sold out. So it was very, very popular, and we're hoping to be able to grow that actually, so that we can start producing some theatre talent in Beccles and helping promote them, because there's lots of theatrical groups in the area, that there's none particularly close to Beccles that will do that sort of stuff. You have to travel either to Lowestoft or to Norwich to get that sort of tuition on a regular basis. So being able to actually have that in Beccles, in facility that's slap bang in the middle of the town centre as well, is really very good.
It sounds fantastic. Oh, right. I must have to do a question about the number of swims you have in a year.
Do you know what? I don't actually know any of the numbers for this year yet, because we're still running all of the analysis at the moment. I think our record for a single day, we had just over 2,200 swimmers in a single day. That's our record for a day. That was in 2016, I think that was, when we had that massive long heat wave where we had day after day after day of it being sort of 30, 35 degrees. So yeah, 2,200 in a day is the record. Obviously, when you get a dull, damp, windy day, then you'd be lucky to get 220. So it really, really varies. And we're completely weather dependent. So it depends on whether the sun shines as to what our volumes are like, really. Yeah, I couldn't quite speculate on any numbers for this year yet, though.
No. Oh, so thank you very much for this. It's lovely. And, we wish you the very best in the future.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
I was talking to Beccles Lido General Manager, Matt Day.